gonna send leave crews here to monitor this in case it flares up again, which it probably will. And I put into PLI, that's our Department of Permits, Licensing and Inspection, for an emergency demolition on this building. Since it's partially collapsed and after all the water we dumped into it, it's not stable. And so I would like it taken down as soon as possible.
So at this particular time, it rekindles, it's gonna continue to rekindle?
Probably, because whenever you have a collapse like that, that roof material, there's stuff burning up under it. And it'll burn through and we'll put it out. Then it'll burn through and we'll put it out. And it's just a time consuming, but that's the way it is, because it's not safe enough to send crews in to go ahead and dig it out by hand.
So as an overview, can you just take me back to the initial call that you received
I was notified, call came in at 8:25 this morning. 18 engine, which is that rig right there, were the first ones on scene at 8:25 this morning, the call came in. 8:30, they were the first ones on scene. Noticed smoke coming from the roof, went in to investigate, found that there was fire above the ceiling on the third floor, and they immediately evacuated the building at that time.
So there were reports initially about electrical fire in the basement. Where does
there
space
is,
stand
there,
with
we
that?
Noticed that, but I think that is secondary to this fire. I don't think if they're connected, but it's under investigation, so I can't say for sure.
Okay. So at this particular time, everyone was out safe. The residents here have been moved to another location. Is that correct?
They are at the club right now, and the Red Cross is setting up for sheltering it for those who need it.
All right. Well, thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
All right.